From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that at least half of Lexington is poised to have its internet, cable, and phone service modernized. The town was a big winner in round two of the new New York broadband grant competition in the Capital Region. MTC Cable, a subsidiary of Margaretville Telephone Company, received $1.4 million for its Lexington project, the biggest award in Greene County. Construction for the fiber optic based network will begin in the second half of this year, and work is expected to be completed by the end of 2018. Under the plan, 50% or 400 Lexington homes will be connected. Margaretville Telephone Company General Manager Glenn Faulkner said, and I quote, "Lexington has become the poster child of broadband in rural America. It's a municipality that has been completely unserved, and from a grassroots perspective, the community has been engaged in the process all along the way," end quote. Faulkner said MTC will continue to compete on Lexington's behalf in round three, which opens in less than a month. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Village Board is considering a proposal to install an electric vehicle charging station in its municipal parking lot. Mallory Mort, co-chair of the Ghent Climate Smart Committee, presented the plan to the board in early March. The proposal calls for the station to be installed in the parking lot at the Depot Square near the gazebo. A two-hour charging station would allow two vehicles to charge at the same time. The Columbia Land Conservancy, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and the Capital District Electric Vehicle Drivers Group have all committed to support the plan. There are currently 21 to 50 electric or plug-in hybrid vehicles registered in Columbia County. The Chatham charging station would be the county's first. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo called out what he called the, and I quote, "rabid conservative zealotry," end quote, of U.S. Representatives John Faso and Chris Collins on Monday, March 20th, as House Republicans were reportedly considering an amendment to their health care bill that would shift Medicaid costs from New York counties to the state. The Cuomo administration estimated the amendment would cost the state $2.3 billion. The amendment is being used as a way to convince Republican House members to vote for the American Health Care Act when it reaches the floor this week. The amendment was introduced by Collins, but was a central campaign issue for Faso in his run for the 19th district seat last year. In his comments Monday night, the governor explicitly called out Faso for his support for the so-called death trap amendment. Cuomo said, and I quote, "It would be nice if Congressman Collins and Faso actually tried to help their districts rather than hurt them," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Tuesday, March the 21st is Village Election Day throughout New York. Daniel Zuckerman has a rundown of the Greene County races in the Daily Mail. All races but one in Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, and Tannisville are contested. In Athens, two candidates are vying for mayor. Village trustee Peter Alberti is running on the Republican and United Front lines, and political newcomer Catherine Sensor is the Democrat and Athens First candidate. Incumbent Mayor Chris Pfister, a Democrat, has chosen not to run for re-election. Four candidates are competing for two vacant seats on the village board. Both seats carry two-year terms. Republican and United Front candidate are incumbent Maria Butler and Sharon Spinner. Stephen Bradikich and Amy Sarago Goldberg are running on the Democrat and Athens First line. In Catskill, two are vying for one open seat on the Catskill Village Board. Political newcomer Peter Gross III is the candidate on the Republican and Village Visions line. Former Village Trustee Joseph Kozlowski is running on the Democrat, Working Families, and Independence line. The seat carries a three-year term. Two candidates are competing for village mayor in Coxsackie. Incumbent Mark Evans is seeking re-election on the Republican line. Evans has served four terms since 2009. Sal Bevilacqua is hoping to prevent a fifth Evans term. He's running on the Libertarian line. In that trustee race, four candidates are competing for two open spots on the village board. Donald DeYoust and William Parks are the candidates on the Democratic and United Party lines, and current Deputy Mayor Stephen Hans and Deirdre Meyer are the Republican candidates in that race. Tannersville incumbent Mayor Lee McGonigal is running unopposed on the Democratic line. This will be his 11th term. Three candidates are competing for two-year seats on the village board. Gina Guerrero is running on the Republican Party line. David Cashman is running on the Democrat and Republican lines. And Gregory Lander's name will appear on the Democrat and Watchful Eye party lines. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Register-Star that races in Valencia and Kinderhook are uncontested. In Valencia, Diane Argyle is seeking her third term as mayor. She is enrolled as a Democrat, but is running as, and I quote, a nonpartisan citizen, end quote. Larry Ellaby is running unopposed for the village board after being appointed to the seat in January. Frank Bevins is also running unopposed for his 23rd term on the village Valencia board. In Kinderhook, Dale Lyser is running unopposed for village board, a seat he has held since 2003. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Register-Star that all three races in Philmont are uncontested, with incumbents Mayor Clarence Skip Speed and trustees Douglas Cropper and Larry Ostrander seeking re-election. Speed and Ostrander are running on the Republican line. Cropper is running on the village party line. The story is similar in Chatham, Allen writes, with incumbent Mayor Tim Curran and trustees Jay Ripple and Mike Wallowitz seeking re-election unopposed. All three are running on the village party line. Incumbent Village Justice David Brackett is seeking re-election to a four-year term. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. at most locations. The County Board of Elections does not conduct village elections. For more information, contact the village directly. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register-Star that moviegoers lined up at Fairview Plaza Seminar 3 to see the theater's final movie screening on Sunday, March the 19th. The movie shown was the 1971 Peter Bogdanovich drama, The Last Picture Show. Theater owner Bruce Mitchinson has been in the movie theater business for 47 years. He said he will miss his loyal customers, his employees, and the business, but running only one digital screen rather than three against the competition was not feasible anymore. Mitchinson said, and I quote, "They're all sad to see this happen, and I am too. I went probably 2 or 3 years longer than I should have. I just love the business," end quote. Bettina Stutzman of Philmont attended the screening Sunday night. Stutzman said, and I quote, "I'm heartbroken. This was my favorite movie theater growing up," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 47 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 11 degrees. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 6:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:09 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 21st day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.